The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Asa. How are you this evening?
I am living well, darling. Talk to me. What's going on?
Well, good. Yesterday, I missed part of your show, and I missed the part that I needed to hear the most. I have come on a couple of times for my friend who has gout, and you had a young man on the line, and he was telling something about a treatment for his gout condition, something about peppermint oil.
It's peppermint oil and cayenne pepper, the two together. You rub those on, and really, really good topical that you can put over the joint area. So if it's the big toe, or what area is it? Is it the wrist or the toe? Where are we talking
well,
about?
Well, she has her worst problem right now is an area. It's her toe, and she had her surgeon worked on it this morning. And he had to go in and scrape on the toe, and we're hoping he's going to be able to save that toe. She goes back in the morning for him to look at it again, I think. And there was something else about vinegar. Was the man taking vinegar with it, or did he mix the vinegar with the peppermint oil?
The apple cider vinegar is what you take with, typically you'll eat that with meals. The apple cider vinegar helps break down, what it does, it breaks down the excess proteins. When you don't break down your proteins very well, that's when it builds up the excess uric acid crystals, and that's what causes the gout. The apple cider vinegar is really good. I mean, they usually, Bragg's makes a really good brand. You can find that at your health food store. But yeah, it's been used for it's old, old school remedy for joint aches and pains, arthritis, and even the gouty arthritis, like you're talking about. Yeah, that's what takes place internally. There is also a remedy of taking peppermint oil mixed with cayenne pepper, rubbing it on the outside, almost like a balm over the area. And can go in, and remember, what you put on your skin absorbs 75% and can make a big difference within that. So just a couple of things to think about on that, because, yeah, I mean, gout's a big issue. It is. And there's a lot of ways to hit it naturally if you wanted to go that route. So those are a couple of pieces that you can help. Hope that helps from missing that info. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Our wellness provider network, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that can kind of take you to the next level. You can go online, getwellproviders.com, and check it out on the website. But great team of folks growing around the country to be able to coach you toward your health goals. And that's what it's all about. Hank, you're next with us.
Well, sir, basically, my wife has acid reflux. That's what it seems to be, and we've tried the pills. That doesn't seem to get rid of it. Tried Tums and things like that. That doesn't seem to help it. Looking for your suggestions.
Acid reflux is really, you've got to look at, see if the body actually has too much acid or not enough. And a little test to do that, here we go with the apple cider vinegar again. Apple cider vinegar is going to stimulate stomach acid. And so if somebody has acid reflux, the quick way to figure this out is if you take apple cider vinegar when you're having reflux and it gets worse, it means that you have too much acid in the digestive tract. If you take the apple cider vinegar and it gets better, then you didn't have enough stomach acid and you weren't breaking your food down effectively. And so that was probably one of the main issues with that. Okay. So that's a good little self-test at home. And many times, just when you're working with your doctor, it's tough to figure out if they have too much or not enough. And that's why they typically give the PPI meds that are pretty normal. And now you've got the omeprazoles, which are over-the-counter, that you can look into. But, again, you've got to figure out kind of what's the core, what's the root, what's the issue, what's causing it, and really back off the foods that are processed. That's a big one. The processed foods are really, really tough on the body more than anything. So you got to be really careful with that and kind of keep an eye on that and make sure that you're not getting too much of those. Cutting that out of the diet, most people can get a quite good response with avoiding acid reflux. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Our food for the day is papaya. And it's known to be a great digestive aid. Modern scientific investigations have shown properties of papaya. They've confirmed that many of the ancient beliefs in its virtues, but the most important is the discovery of the protein digesting enzyme in the milky juice that can make a big difference. And, of course, it can digest 200 times its own weight in protein. And its effect to assist the body's own enzymes in assimilating the maximum nutritional value can play a big role. So papaya is used a lot in what we call proteolytic enzymes. If you're looking for great ways to digest protein in your meals, it's a great, if you're eating papaya along with like a steak or chicken or fish, really helps digest the protein. So something to think about more so than a baked potato. It really can play a big role in adding those additional enzymes to help break those foods down. It's really good for intestinal disorders. The papaya is beneficial for the deficiency of gastric juice. So the excess of unhealthy mucus in the stomach or dyspepsia, role they play. You know, nutrition is number one, but obviously they have a lot of nutritional value as well. And so it's something you definitely want to keep in mind when you're choosing. And I'm just a big fan of looking at foods, what they can do for the body, and how they can play a big role. Samantha in New York writes in an email. She said, I've been struggling for a long time with yeast infections, and I've been looking for a good plan. My doctor wants to put me on Diflucan. What do you think? Well, Diflucan is a good drug. Nystatin as well. They can help with yeast infections, no doubt about it. But you've got to look at the root cause. You know, obviously, getting to kind of back to the basics of what's going on inside the body is the real key. And with yeast-related infections, you want to clean the diet up, cut out the processed foods, cut out the sugar, because sugar thrives and feeds the yeast, and look into some supplements out there, if your doctor's okay with it, of course. Black walnut, wormwood, oregano oil, those are all the keepers when it comes down to things like this. Okay, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Don't forget to check out the Wellness Provider Network there at getwellproviders.com. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Make sure you send me an email. Also, our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers in your area, able to take you from where you are to where you need to be when it comes to nutrition and lifestyle-based care. You can check it out online, getwellproviders.com. Let's go now to Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
What can I do to build up my immune system? I'm in my 50s, and I seem to catch colds more frequently than I used to. They seem to hit me harder and are slower to clear up, and I'm thinking there's got to be something I can change to get my immune system going a little stronger.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do. The biggest one that we found over the years has been vitamin D. Vitamin D is just a big, big piece to this puzzle, and it just makes such a big difference. I mean, the vitamin D, getting your numbers checked by your physician, making sure the numbers are in the upper end of the range between about 70 and 90, not windling around at the bottom around 30, just is so important. And you want to make sure that you've got a good game plan going with that, because vitamin D is really that wonder nutrient that keeps the immune system strong, great for the hormones, and, of course, great for bone density and those sorts of things. But, yeah, it plays a big, big role. And you don't want to just let it slide. You want to make sure that you got your vitamin D levels up. That's the key. Now, other pieces for the immune system, exercise is a big one that a lot of people don't like doing, but they say it raises your immune system. The studies I've read by like 300%. I mean, that's huge. And that's just exercising maybe 10, 15 minutes a day. So the power and the benefits of exercise toward the immune system is just astronomical. So in that, just understand that it's, you know, it takes time and consistency, but that's also a good piece. Now, your diet is key to making sure that you eat the right kind of nutrients, cutting down inflammatory foods, and there's a whole list of that in my book. But, you know, you want to make sure that you cut down the inflammatory foods, get rid of the processed foods. Dairy products, if you're going to go with them, either do raw dairy or you want to do goat's milk dairy if you have to get the pasteurized kind. Now, coconut milk is also a really good piece. They're making coconut milk-based yogurt. Just make sure it's unsweetened. Don't do the extra sugar. That's going to definitely not help with the immune system as well. But these are all important. I mean, vitamin C, all your basics. But those are some of the real keys to keeping that immune system up. You can look into other herbs and things like astragalus and echinacea, golden seal, and all of that. But really your core is your basic eating habits, your exercise habits, and keeping your vitamin D levels up. I mean, at the end of the day, you do all that, you'll be amazed at how strong you are all the way through the year, cold and flu seasons and all that sort of thing. So interesting for sure. Immune system is powerful. We just got to take care of it. Artificial sweeteners have always been a big issue within the news, and especially in the alternative side of care. We've bashed and we've gone after the natural sweeteners. I'm a big fan of stevia, by the way, but the food additive maltodextrin, which is commonly used in the artificial sweeteners, they're saying now may worsen Crohn's disease, which is an inflammatory bowel disease, by encouraging the growth of E. coli bacteria in the small intestine. This is a new study that's out. However, researchers stress that the findings are preliminary and the tests were conducted in a lab, not in people, so it's too soon to advise. Maltodextrin is a white powder used in many processed foods as a thickener or a filler, and it includes artificial sweeteners like Splenda and Equal, along with cereal, canned fruits, and packaged desserts, instant pudding, sauces, and salad dressings. You see maltodextrin everywhere, by the way. So in the study, the researchers placed Equal and Splenda and another sweetener, stevia, which is obviously a big fan of mine. I love stevia. in a dish along with E. coli bacteria taken from people with Crohn's disease. While E. coli is commonly found in the digestive tract of humans, it's usually found in the large intestine, explained senior study author Christine McDonald, who's assistant staff in pathobiology at the Cleveland Clinic. And she said prior research has found that people with Crohn's tend to have E. coli in their small intestine, which is not normally found. Through the precise role that E. coli plays in the Crohn's is unknown, it's thought that the bacteria may contribute to the inflammation that marks that condition. Now, the growth in the dish with the Equal, which contains aspartame, dextrose, and maltodextrin, and the Splenda, which contains sucralose, dextrose, and maltodextrin, the E. coli grew stickier, forming a thick biofilm, according to the researchers, and the same did not happen with stevia, which is made from the leaves of a South American plant and does not contain the maltodextrin. So the researchers repeated the experiments with the E. coli, the maltodextrin alone, and the same sticky biofilm formed. So in the lab, E. coli becomes stickier, and it sticks to the intestinal cells, says McDonald, who conducted the research with graduate student Courtney Nickerson. But we haven't tested this in people who have other risk factors for inflammatory bowel disease, and this may tip them over the edge. They said the study was funded by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. Pretty cool. So interesting, to say the least. Our quote for the day comes from Jimmy Buffett, for all you Buffett fans. If we couldn't laugh, we all would go insane. How many times have you heard that? That is for sure. Rachel in Panama City, she writes in an email. She says, what's the best way to help with chicken pox? As an adult, I'm 28, never had them. Now I do. You got to ride it out. Chickenpox virus, you simply have to ride it out. There's antivirals that you can take, but most doctors are going to tell you just to kind of suck it up and walk through it. And it'll run its course, just like it does when you're a kid. Not a lot of fun, that's for sure. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. If the body can get sick many times, it can get well. Don't you dare lose that hope. Hope is powerful. Hope can change. And hope is something that we've lost a lot in healthcare today. We've got to get it back. And in our lives, in the economy that we're living in. But it is powerful. And there's some keys to living healthier. We're going to talk about those when we come out of this break. And don't you go anywhere. Make sure you encourage someone about their health with something you learn on this show. That's what this whole thing is about. We'll be right back. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I have been very active and still am all my life, and I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered Amino Active. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Steven in California writes about his thyroid. He says, I've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and my doctor has me on levothyroxine. What do you think I should do? Well, you've got slow thyroid function, so at the end of the day, not knowing all the facts and knowing all your lifestyle, I can tell you there's a couple things you can do. One is if you're taking the levothyroxine, you want to make sure you keep doing what your doctor's telling you to do, because that's just smart and good common sense. Remember, medicine manages. You got to come up with a game plan for your lifestyle choices. And so what's it going to be? Thyroid, you got to look at a couple things. One, there's some genetic involvement, but at the same time, there's some other factors. You want to get some blood work done, probably to check out your pituitary gland to make sure the anterior pituitary gland is functioning effectively. There's a HGH blood test that your doctor can run for that. Check out the numbers on that one. And there's some other issues that can be really helpful as well when you're looking at the body as a whole, okay, which is a real key. And you want to make sure that everything is where it needs to be. Then with the thyroid gland, there's a couple things. One, you got to make sure there's plenty of iodine in your diet. If there's not, you can do a simple little urinalysis test and they can check your iodine levels. Or you can do a little self-test. There's a home test you can do where you take regular iodine, you put, or organic iodine, actually. It's a purplish color. Put a drop on your skin, it'll turn an orange color. If it disappears within 3 hours, it means that you're heavily deficient in iodine. Most people that deal with thyroid conditions, hypothyroidism, remember hypo means low, and when you deal with low thyroid function, it usually means you're low in iodine. All right, that's a big one. Tyrosine is an amino acid that's extremely helpful too, and that's a real big key. So that's the one thing I would definitely look at is the iodine. Because at the end of the day, when you're looking at thyroid function, you have to look at your lifestyle choices and what's kind of led up to this. And a lot of people think it just breaks down. It just is what it is. Grandma had it. Mom had it. So now I have it. And that can be the case to a degree. But you always want to make sure that your lifestyle choices matter, because your diet can play a big role. I mean, you could be eating cruciferous vegetables, which are broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and those sorts of things. Then that can be negatively affecting your thyroid on a regular basis. And so it's about the foods that you're eating every single day that can make a huge, huge difference. Hope that helps. Let's go now to June. Hi, June.
I'm really concerned about my 84-year-old mother who has been losing weight quickly, and she's down to 83 pounds. She's 5'7". She's had every test known to man practically done, and the doctors can't find anything wrong with her. It occurred to me the other day that possibly it's some kind of a fungal thing going on. Would that cause you to lose weight? And if that's a possibility, what test do I ask the doctors to do on her?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is a possibility. Yes, it is. And she's been losing a lot of weight. It can be parasitic. They can do a stool sample to find if there's parasites. They can easily check that. It's a very simple test they can run. That's one thing you might want to do. It could be yeast-related. It could be a lot of could-bes. Mostly in the digestive tract is where you want to look. And I guess they've already evaluated for any kind of inflammatory bowel disease or any type of malabsorption type issues, but that's where they want to look. It's all going to stem back from the digestive tract and figuring out exactly what's going on from that perspective. And that's the first and foremost area that you want to look at and get that checked into. Because when you start losing weight in a negative way, you always want to make sure that that's checked first. So the digestive tract is the key. That's where you want to look, okay? Keep me posted on how that goes. They're saying now that excessive gaming is a big issue, as you know, with our kids, teens especially, has been linked to depression and anxiety. So sitting in front of computers or television screens, playing video games, appears to be bad for kids' brains as well as their bodies, according to research published Monday by the American Academy of Pediatrics, and lead to depression, anxiety, and poor grades. I know, kids, if you're listening to me, don't get frustrated. I like video games, too. I played them when I was a kid. Still play them now. To be addicted to gaming at the end of the study. In other words, the researchers noted it's not one of those unfortunate phases children go through. They're actually sticking with it, not really a phase. So something to be concerned about for all of us that have kids, especially if you're playing games on a regular basis. Big, big deal. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And don't forget our wellness provider network, our healthcare providers that believe in this lifestyle and nutrition-based talk care that we talk about. You can go online to getwellproviders.com and check it out. If you need some help with those folks, great network that's growing all around the country. Really exciting stuff to see, that's for sure. Frank, you're with us next. How can I help? Oh, we lost Frank. That's okay. Sleep apnea is linked to higher cancer death risk, they're saying. So sleep apnea has already been linked to a host of adverse health problems. And so that's kind of a big deal, such as high blood pressure, heart disease. Now new research suggests that in people who already have cancer, the sleep disorder may raise the risk of dying from cancer. So that's telling you sleep apnea is something that we really have to look at. And, of course, the sleep studies are really important, but at the same time, you've got to look at being overweight. There's a lot of risk factors for sleep apnea and what can be done. And sleep apnea being a big issue, it's about sometimes they've said in some studies that I've seen, you always want to make sure with that, that you're looking at the way oxygen's going into the cell. If you get low oxygen, meaning there's low B12 levels or low iron levels, that can be a big risk factor leading up to sleep apnea. So that is extremely important to make sure you stay on top of that. But the people with the most severe sleep apnea, those who have 30 or more episodes of low or no oxygen, see, there it is, in an hour of sleep, it's not just about not breathing. It's about literally the oxygen that's in the cells being ready. So sleep apnea is a periodic pausing of breathing during sleep that results in a drop of oxygen levels in your blood. It causes snoring and sleepiness during the day, explained study author Dr. Javier. And they said, aside from being an annoyance to your spouse, family members, and even your neighbors, depending on how loud your snoring is, sleep apnea is a severe problem. And it is, because it causes and can really increase hypertension, strokes, heart disease, and overall cardiovascular disease. But they're saying now, in this study they did, that the new study, or rather, at the University of Barcelona in Spain, they said that the studies for the age relative to sex, body mass, smoking, and other factors might be the number one risk factor. Well, duh, no kidding. It really comes down to your lifestyle. And if you gained a bunch of weight and you're not getting good oxygen and you're nutrient deficient, having sleep apnea is not, I mean, hello, it's going to happen. And we make it seem like it's this phenomenon that we just can't figure it out, but it's not. It's simple. Lose the weight. Get, you know, find out what your blood panel says about your overall nutrition. Make sure you're not nutrient deficient. And then mama's going to be happy that you're not snoring at night. Bottom line. Not real tough. I think we got Frank back with us. Frank, welcome to the show.
Friend who has Bell's palsy. It's a second time occurring for her. And she's just sort of at the end of her means as far as knowing how to deal with it. The pain is excruciating at night for her. And I thought maybe you might have some.
Well, I mean, Bell's palsy is a big challenge. It is. But at the end of the day, Bell's palsy, here's the deal. It's a virus that's attacked the nerve, okay, the cranial nerve. And so with the facial nerve being attacked in Bell's palsy, you've just got to be, many times you have to ride it out and wait for the virus. It's the herpes virus that does it. And you have to wait for it to settle down. And it takes, that's why most doctors will tell you just kind of ride it out and wait. And so, yeah, it can be very painful, and it could be, it creates a disfiguring, you know, the spasm in the face, can cause the drooping as well. Now, you can do antivirals that they can give you, but some doctors will go for it. Some doctors will just tell you to just kind of hang tight. And I'm more of the opinion myself of just kind of hanging tight. Now, one thing you can do, too, is get some work done by an osteopathic physician or a DO, chiropractic physician, too. They can work on the spinal structures within the base of the neck. Sometimes that can give some relief. Depends on if there's irritation within those levels that needs to be done. It all just depends. But that might be an avenue that you want to look at just to see if there's a possibility. But at the end of the day, you got to wait it out. And lysine is a natural antiviral. It's an amino acid. Might want to look into that. But at the end of the day, hanging tight, unfortunately, is the best way to go with Bell's palsy. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help you go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. Give me a call, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, low testosterone issues, hormone issues, all together, depression, whatever it is. Let's talk about it. This is your show. And speaking of hormone issues, we've seen so much with men, the big low T, they're trying to brand that. And guys are getting low testosterone levels as they're checking them into their 40s and 50s, and it's causing a lot of issues with things like erectile dysfunction and brain fog, and your kind of your emotional, mental drive is going down. So getting guys back to their, you know, fighting weight, if you will, and just overall mental capacity has been helpful. There's a lot of ways to really get testosterone levels up naturally. And this goes for women, too. You know, low testosterone in women has become a real issue. Sex drive has gone down in women, and they don't really know how to get, you know, their sex drive back and really to be functional at that place. So it's kind of tough. But I can tell you some keys that are out there. One is to make sure your fat levels are up in your diet at least 25 to 30%. Low-fat diets are one of the biggest killers for your hormones. So you think you're going to cut the fat and lose the weight, but the reality is it's really going to raise havoc in your body. It's just not going to fare well. So you got to be really careful with that. The other one, you can use maca root. Things like tribulus have really good research behind them for raising testosterone levels, managing that, and just helping from more of a nutritional perspective. Protein diets that are moderate have been shown to be helpful. And also exercise programs are critical to keep testosterone levels at a good level. And it really does make a difference if you suffer from low testosterone levels. One of the big keys is high levels of stress. If you're under a lot of stress, emotional stress, relationship stress, whatever it might be, all of those are big indicators for testosterone levels being low and not being, you know, at a good level. And what happens is, for the most part, dopamine levels begin to drop. And when dopamine drops, that's when we start having a little bit of an issue, because dopamine is a brain chemical. It's called a neurotransmitter. And when dopamine levels decline, then our testosterone begins to drop as well. So it's about keeping everything balanced is really what it comes down to. And making sure that your nutrition is good, making sure that your dopamine levels are kept high. And there's certain foods that will do that, certain foods that will help, and nutritional supplements that can help keep dopamine levels where they need to be. One of the biggest ones is stay away from caffeine and coffee. That will cut your dopamine levels almost in half. So if you're struggling with that, you want to make sure you really, really stay away from the caffeine and the coffee, because what that can do is make a big difference in your overall health, especially when you're dealing with those kind of things. We're going to go to Ronnie now on the show. Ronnie, you're on the line. How can I help?
I get a dull headache and I'm pretty fatigued. It's kind of like you could almost, it just comes on suddenly, all these symptoms together. The fatigue, with the fatigue, I don't want to move. If I sit down, I'm about done. I just want to take a nap. It comes with a pressure behind the eyes, and it kind of becomes hard to focus. It definitely affects my, it makes me irritable, grouchy, my daughter says. My concentration goes. It's hard for me to recall nouns when this happens. And there's no real time that I know what's going to happen. It happens if I eat or don't eat, if I've slept well or not. And if I do take a nap, it hits, I feel a little better, but an hour later it can come back, and I just want to take another nap.
Well, a big piece of that is making sure the thyroid's okay. I know that they probably checked everything, but still, looking at the anterior pituitary gland is a real key for the thyroid. I mean, it is extremely important. So making sure that they check those levels it's usually the primary, and thyroid ends up being secondary. So getting that checked is really important. I would also encourage you to have them look at not only your iron levels, but your ferritin levels. Iron, obviously, is the piece that will go in and it helps with oxygen in the cells. But the ferritin is the storage tank. So it's one thing to have enough iron, but if you're not storing it, then it's not doing anyone any good. So you might want to look at both of those, making sure that they're kind of where they need to be. And you want to check those out. But they go hand in hand, and that's a big piece. Now, B12, a real good test for that is MMA, methylmalonic acid. That can be really helpful when you're looking at the B12 levels, making sure there's enough oxygen getting into the cell. And it could be both. It could be both. And a lot of fatigue issues are caused by that. Another one is a brain chemical called acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is a big piece for any kind of fatigue issue that's non-hormone related. And it comes from, obviously, your brain. It's where it's the number one produced chemical in the brain that can make a big, big difference. So you want to take a look at that as well. They can do a blood test to check that out. There's nutritional options that can build that up as well. So, again, a lot of these pieces of the puzzle can really, really be helpful, especially when you're looking at fatigue. Because fatigue, low energy level is a big issue. And adrenal fatigue can be part of it as well, but there's some other factors that need to be looked at on that. Pomegranate juice health claims can be deceptive. A company's ads claiming that pomegranate juice can treat cancer, heart disease, or erectile dysfunction are found to be deceptive, U.S. regulators said Monday. Palm, P-O-M, wonderful, violated federal law by making those deceptive claims and must stop making the claims immediately, said Judge Michael Chappelle. While the judge said there are inadequate evidence to support the company's claims of pomegranate juice as a superfood, he said the company would not have to submit to pre-approved marketing. The company said the FTC lawsuit tried to create new and stricter industry standards with their company than required for pharmaceuticals for the marketing of health benefits of safe food and natural food-based products. You know, that's getting, they're cranking down a lot more on that. By the way, pomegranate is an incredible food with tons of health benefits. But it's interesting to see how the marketing claims are getting crack down on. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio, the show where it helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We'll be right back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you might have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about a brand new product I've been using that helped my memory and my focus that's all natural called Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is a clinically studied dietary supplement that's been shown to help improve multiple areas of cognitive health on healthy subjects in peer-reviewed clinical trials conducted at the Boston Center for Memory. Right now, you can save 10% on Alpha Brain and all supplements from Onnit Labs by going to onnit.com/inshape. The best part of Alpha Brain, it is completely natural. That's what I'm a big fan about. Alpha Brain is comprised of earth-grown nutrients. It's non-GMO and contains no caffeine or gluten. Plus, you can try Alpha Brain with no risk. Onnit Labs provides a no-questions-asked 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to send the bottle back. That's amazing. Check out onnit.com/inshape. That's onnit.com/inshape and save 10% on all supplements. Achieve a new level of memory and focus with Alpha Brain.